Dear friends, on this night of fascination, I welcome you to this, our Lionel Nation evening version, reminding you, as always, that there are 184 days until the election. Does that scare you? Does that petrify you? Well, it should, dear friends. It should scare the living stuff out of you. Do you hear me? It should scare you to no end. And I don't even know where to start, but I do sort of have something which I find fascinating. And I wanted to bring you up to speed. And I just did a video about a subject matter that I don't think you're going to necessarily find this of pertinence per se, but you very well might. It's a fascinating subject, an absolutely fascinating subject that I want to bring to your attention. And I'm telling you, it's regarding, you probably have not heard it. You have not, but you will love the subject matter, because tonight's theoretical topic deals with why Americans are tired of selective legislation against hate, theoretically. Against selective hate. Selective hate. This selective. Certain things you can say, certain things you can't say. And there's something wrong with it. There's something so incredibly wrong with it. And the reason why people react so violently is that they have in themselves a sense of they have in this case a sense of what's right and what's wrong. And they have this, and one of the things which is the most important things around, and this is important, is this thing called, and this is important, this thing called equal protection. Equal protection is one of those things which I find so incredibly fascinating. Equal protection. Do you hear what I'm saying? Equal protection. Equal protection. You understand it? Equal protection. To be treated the same. That's all. To be treated the same. And it's one of those things which is so fundamentally American. Kids even always go, hey, wait a minute. How come he got it and I didn't do anything, right? There is something that is just so, to be able to, you can say this, but you can't say this. Now, I have a story tonight for you that is so unique, and you're going to, and I know you're going to, it deals with a guy named DJ Vlad and a professor from Princeton by the name of Jerkins. Okay, it's a fascinating case. It's a fascinating case. And what it is it deals with the idea of what is fair and what is not fair. That's all. What is fair and what is not fair. And how come certain people can say certain things and others can't? And her name is Morgan Jerkins, and it deals with this diss or something that was made. It's a long story. Kendrick's not like us. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about what it was. But the point is, she said, excuse me. Basically told DJ Vlad, stay out of this. You're white. This is a black folk affair. And the internets are going crazy. Let's talk about this, shall we? Let's weigh in. Let me tell you what I think. But first, this. It's no longer a question of if something catastrophic is coming. It's when. Now, while you still have control, still have time, what are you going to do about it now to prepare? Your first step is going to my website at preparewithlionel.com. Preparewithlionel.com. Your next step is stocking up on multiple four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. And for a limited time, take $50 off a four-week emergency food supply. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. They've helped over 2 million families already. These four-week kits with Ready Hour foods provide over 2,000 calories every day, 16 varieties, 25-year shelf life, breakfast, lunches, dinners, snacks, drinks, and they're sealed inside 2 31-pound rugged waterproof buckets, and they last up to 25 years in storage. Take advantage right now, my friend, and go to preparewithlionel.com. That's preparewithlionel.com. As you know, I have been a proponent. I have loved free speech since day one. And I've loved to talk about it since I first got behind the mic, since I first did weekends on a talk radio show in 1988. I loved the First Amendment. And I loved telling people, you can say that. And I was so not ahead of the time, because I always thought that this makes complete and total sense. I was ahead of what people were saying, because what I'm saying then, I'm saying now, and I think rational people have said since the beginning of time. Do you hear what I'm saying, dear friends? The question is simply this. I dream of a world when you can say something that is so obvious, where you can say anything and nobody will shut you down because you have hurt somebody's feelings, where there are no such thing as trigger warnings and microaggressions, when you can say anything you want. That's my dream. I mean it. That is my dream. That is my dream. How I just want to live in a world where we can say whatever we want and it doesn't matter. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to think that this is your dream. This is my dream. You mean you can't do this? Nope. You can't? Nope. And when you tell people this, it's like, are you sure you want to do that? Oh, they talk a good game. And you say, okay, let's see if you're ready for this. Let's see if you're able to really understand what I'm saying. Because it's got to be fair. If I can say it, you can say it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here's a story. Very, very simply. Not a lot to this story. It's very, very simple. There was an exchange. And DJ Vlad, who's very interesting, you know, he's just very good. And let me tell you something right off the bat. And I want you to know this from the bottom of my heart. Anybody who brings new thoughts, new ideas, anybody who brings a new taste, a new flavor to the communication arts, I'm all for it 100%. I mean it. I really mean it. I'm for it 100%. So here's the story. This guy weighs in. He's a white guy. I think he's Ukrainian or something initially. Anyway. This professor, Jerkins, who happens to be, by the way, she's not acting in the capacity of working with, at the time, with on behalf of Princeton. She just says, hey, this is a white folk. In fact, let me read the exact discourse. This is so good. Because I want you to weigh in. I want you to be fair. It works like this. Okay. DJ Vlad. Kendrick's Not Like Us needed a better mix. It takes away from the song. Okay. That's his opinion. Here comes Professor White. Excuse me. You are white. This is a black folk affair. DJ Vlad. Wait, he writes. So a professor at Princeton is telling me that a white person shouldn't be allowed to voice their opinion about hip hop? Is that how you interact with your students? Professor Morgan Jerkins, what I'm saying is that you put your opinion in a discussion that's not needed. This conversation is and should center Black people, not you. Vlad says, don't try to change your words now. I'll be reaching out to Princeton about this on Monday. Question. For whom and why? For the professor. Is that her opinion? Yep. What happens if somebody, what if some, imagine, remember recently when Beyonce did her country thing? Remember that? I liked it. That was okay. And there's all kinds of talks about Beyonce, you know, ripping stuff off. And well, that's a different story. Another thing, too, there's a lot of backstory, too, about this DJ Vlad. I'm not going to waste my time on that. But what if I had said at the time, excuse me, all you folks are talking about this. Excuse me, you're Black. I'm white. Country music is white. Back off. This isn't your thing. Can I say that? Well, I can say it without, you know, I mean, I can say it. They're not going to arrest me, but would you feel safe saying that? If you believe that, could you say that? Hell no. Hell no. What are you talking about? JTE says, Lionel, tell Lucy from Greenville she's missing the show. The best show on earth. Thank you. Hey, Lucy from Greenville, you're missing the show. And if she's not watching the show, did she just hear me say you're missing the show? But thank you, my friend. Troglodyte Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride, Darius Rucker. There is a new Tony Jackson. Tony Jackson is phenomenal. Tony Jackson, you got my picture back there. I told you, I showed you Saturday, my picture with George Jones. I'm so proud of that. Tony Jackson is Black. I think he was a servant. He is, and he's not doing that. He's doing it in his own style. Okay, fine. Now, that's not the point. Let's say I'm talking about this, okay? And somebody were to weigh in and they say something. And they say, well, you know, I think Tony Jones was this. Or I think Charlie Pride this. I think Darius Rucker is this. And I say, excuse me. This is for white people. Pardon me. Sorry, Oprah. Oprah, yeah, excuse me. It's white people. You. What? No. Sorry, Oprah. No. What are you saying? I'm saying you have no jurisdiction here. This is for white. Could I say that? I mean, I can say it. I'm not going to be arrested. But could I say it? They would skewer me. That's the part that drives me nuts. That's the part that drives me nuts. This is the part which I find so problematic. Now, my next question is, is there something to be said for that? Let me ask you something. Years ago, I grew up as an expert on Cuban food. Cuban food. I knew it, grew up in it, born in Ybor, West Tampa, the whole bit, knew it inside and out. About, 20 years ago, in New York, they had these pan-Cuban. It was bullshit. And there were some ones who came around. The real hard Cuban, is there's some places that are pretty good. But at the time, people said, well, I'm going to do this. I got, no, excuse me. No. You're not Cuban. You're Mexican. And you don't know Cuban from a hole in the ground. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. What? You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, you got that? So shut up. Now, if I said that, they would say, well, you know, he's got a point. Why? Well, Mexican is it? But nobody would call me racist. Nobody would call me racist, okay? Switch it. Cuisine. Country versus soul food versus barbecue. Okay? Barbecue blew up fairly recently. When I say fairly recently, I know that sounds stupid, but we never, like before Franklin's Barbecue and, you know, the contest, barbecue's always been around forever. And I'm telling you, growing up in the South, growing up in Florida, if we went to a barbecue place and there were no black folks, we'd say, no, thank you. Why? Well, no, thank you. What do you mean? Well, no. What? No. Excuse me? So you're saying that barbecue is a black thing? Not exclusively, but if it's all the same to you, I'm not. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. If it's all the, please. I don't know what to say. I just want to move on. Okay. Would I have any right if I say, excuse me? Yeah. This is barbecue. You're from, where are you from? Texas? Yeah. You're white. I want to talk to a black person about barbecue. Is there any validity to this? Of course there's validity to it. But you're not supposed to say it. Now, I can't say it. Let's switch. Purveyor. Black. Oh. Growing up, I cannot tell you. We had Big Tim's. We had this. We had Bexley's. We had Moses White. We had the Blue Flame, all black. There was a church that started to, how do I say this? There was a church that raised money for, it was a black church, and they had barbecue. And they, oh my God, it became bigger. I think they like shut the church. I don't know what they did. The church was like, the hell with the church. They made a fortune. And it was all, but it was great pit masters and, okay. Just a second. Now, if they said that, if they said this is a black thing, barbecue is black folks, barbecue is Southern, but what do you think about that? I say nothing. I say absolutely. We have, give you an example, as an aside, we have a great friend of ours who's Chinese, not Chinese American, Chinese. And I said, do me a favor. But it was a party. Actually, it was a celebration of, it was like a celebration. Anyway, it was, we go out and she'll pick a thing. I said, I want you to pick a place that is so hardcore Chinese. I want to see Chinese folks there. You know what I mean? I want to see the real McCoy. Do not, please, nothing touristy. No Mr. Chow or any of that other kind of jazz, that esque, you know, Panda Express or nothing wrong with that. But I want something real, legit McCoy. Okay? As Curtis Lee would say, real, legit McCoy. Okay, now, anything wrong with that? Anything wrong with that? No, of course not. Absolutely not. Of course not. Of course not. So let me go back to this. Was there anything wrong? Was there anything wrong with this professor saying this is about, I don't know why only black people can weigh in on this, but is there anything wrong with this? Well, if there is or isn't, who cares? It's her opinion. Now you may say to yourself, what difference does this story make? It's blowing up the internets. And I find it fascinating. absolutely fascinating because you can ask the questions. Now, the next issue is this, aside from this, let's assume what she did was real shitty. You can't do that. Jerkins, you can't do that. This has nothing to do with black folks and you were out of line. Okay, all right, fine. Here's my question. Should you then, and I don't know if Vlad's going to do this or if he's just pissed off, he just said it, but does he have any do you think it's fair or right for him to call Princeton and to basically not rat her out, but basically, yeah, rat her out for saying, hey, excuse me, do you go along with this? Do you go along with this? I'm thinking, wait a minute. Are we doing this stuff again with the student? I'm so goddamn tired of this. Does this make sense to you? Does this make any sense to you? Tisha's Lionel, off topic a bit, just curious. Were you part of the TalkNet group along with Sally, Jesse, Raphael? No, sir. Or ma'am. No, I was not. But thank you. That's the thing that drives me crazy. First and foremost, number one, remember, why Americans are tired of selective legislation against selective hate. First, Claudine Gay was 100% correct, the president of Harvard, when she says it depends upon the context. It depends upon the context of what is and isn't said. She's absolutely correct. Absolutely. And I'm thinking, why are we going after colleges? What the hell does a college have to do with what's going on in Gaza or Palestine or whatever? What are we doing? What the hell does this have to do with what's going on there? What is this? What? What is this? I don't understand this. I don't get this. What's going on here? Where are we going? And then Aikman came along and said, well, we're going to pull our money out because you're allowing this. Okay, wait a minute, stop. If you allowed Black Lives Matter hate and anti-white hate, No, what's right. If you allowed that then and allowed this, fine, you're consistent. But if you didn't, that's a different story. But number two, what the hell does this have to do with anything? Why are we talking about college campuses? Who gives a shit what they're talking about? Pardon me, at Harvard or Cornell or Hillsborough Community College. In fact, University of Florida, a lot of schools don't have anything at all about this. A lot of people don't care about this at all. So then we wanted to, oh, we're not done yet. Then we're going to go after Claudine Gay's plagiarism. I'm thinking, who the hell is Claudine Gay? So what? She looked like RuPaul. She's weird. She looked like Urkel, kind of a thing. What is this? What are we talking about? Because we're not done yet. And then they turned around and said, what about you, Aikman? Right? Aikman, by the way, Aikman was String Bean. Remember David Aikman? Remember String Bean, who was tragically murdered? And from Hee Haw? I think it was Aikman. And this is Aikman. All right. And then they said, well, your wife was maybe has some shady plagiarism. I said, where the hell are we going with this plagiarism? What does this have to do with anything? What the hell are we talking about? What are we talking about? This is the most stupid bullshit I've ever heard in my life. Who cares about this? Who cares? What? This has nothing. Well, then there's Penn. Penn? What about Penn? Oh, they allowed. Wait a minute. Hold it. From the river to the sea. What's wrong with that? Oh, you can't have that. Why? Well, that's hate. That's Hamas. No, it's not. And here's what's one better for you. Even if it is Hamas, and somebody has a phrase that says, I love Hamas. So what? Sorry. You can't do that. I can have a sign that says, I love the KKK. I can march in Skokie in full KKK and oh no, excuse me, not KKK, Nazi garb. Remember that? What's the matter with us? Okay, so we're in. So we're obviously into this lunacy about college campuses, and we're gonna keep this college. We're gonna keep this on the college camp. We're gonna keep these hate. What are you talking about? For the love of God, we're losing our minds. Then we've got this guy, Vlad, who wants to call, hey, Princeton, did you know that in a thread regarding Kendrick Lamar's, what? She said that this is a black person. Okay, so what? And it's so chicken shit. It's so, especially when you have this show that deals with talking to, who was that guy? Freeway, Ricky this, and Sammy the Bull, and Michael Franzese, and we're talking to tough guys, and you know, hard, scrabble, rough, tough guys, gangsters. And this is like so chicken shit. It's like, I'm going to call. Hello, Princeton. Yeah. Did you know that one of your, what are you doing? It's a thread. So what? Now listen to what I'm saying and see if you understand this. It's not the thought police I hate. It's the thought vigilantes. Explain that to me. Do you understand what that means? It's not the thought police. It's the thought vigilantes. You following this? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean? It means when civilians start saying, hey, they start coming out of nowhere. Civilians start doing this stuff. Civilians start pointing things out and getting mad and blaming you for this and blaming you for that. That's when I say, wait a minute. No. Then we get the Karens and the Darrens. We get the people, get off my lawn. We get this sniveling kind of whatever. I can't believe what I'm saying. The only thing that drives me crazy is when we don't have fairness. If I said, excuse me, yeah, you're talking about Beyonce, pardon me, this is country music. You're obviously not white. That's a stupid thing to say. They'd be on the phone with Elon Musk. You gonna do something about this? He just said this is a white. Yes or no? Are there white things and black things? Yes or no? Is there white thing? Thank you, T. Is there white things and black things? Yes or no? Yes or no? Answer my question. Are there white things and black things? Professor Jerkins said, this conversation is and should center black people. This is a black folk affair. You are white. Well, what's wrong with that? Tell me, what's wrong with that? Tell me what's wrong? Are there differences? Are there differences between black folks? And yes. Yes. Are there? Yes. Are there differences between men and women? Yes. This is, we are. And by the way, just so that you know this, this Twitter thing is just, it's not going beyond anything. It's just, it's an instructional thing. It's kind of an intramural type of debate. But I want to keep telling you, my friends, we're losing free speech. Stand by for a second, dear friends. Don't ever change. I mean that sincerely. And before we begin, it's time to talk about something. A man who stands for, believe me, one of the mainstays, the bellwethers, the geniuses of free speech. I think you know who I'm talking about. It's time yet again, my friends, to hail and salute our great friends at MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Lionel, you'll get a free gift. No purge is necessary. And yes, I know, a free gift. It's a tautology, so sue me. But first, listen carefully. Check out their $25 extravaganzas. Premium MyPillows, Queen and King, MyPillow 2.0, MyPillow bed sheets, the lowest price ever. Sandals, slides, slippers, six-piece towel sets, four-pack dish towel sets. Simply and absolutely unbelievable. So go to MyPillow.com/Lionel. MyPillow.com promo code Lionel, or call 800-645-4965 and watch how fast Mike Lindell answers the phone. MyPillow.com, simply and absolutely the best. These are incredible times right now. Look what they're doing to Candace Owens. Look what they're doing with Candace Owens. Don't we look at this? Now, remember, it's not the end of the world. It's not the government, but it goes to show you. I would be so embarrassed. I would say, I can't do this. You can't have somebody. You can't. Hey, listen, Ben Shapiro, you can't do this. You'll look chicken shit. You look like a sniveling coward. You can't do this. Our good friend T says, what about the case of blocking students from attending class? What did we do about such a situation? Great question. Lionel's rules, number one. Number one. You can say anything you want on campus, anything, so long as it does not incite imminent violence. Does that make sense to you? Good. Imminent. You understand that?
Yes.
Number two, you cannot destroy personal property. You cannot break windows. You cannot shut people off. I cannot interfere with your right to be educated, to enjoy education, to go into Hamilton Hall or whatever it is. And I ask this question and people laugh at me. If I walked into a TJ Maxx and said, you know what? Excuse me, can I talk to the manager? Hi, we're taking over. Yes, we're locking the doors. You're what? We're locking the doors. And we're going to take all your sale stuff down. We're going to put from the river to the sea. Who are you? I'm pro-Palestinian, and we're going to use this. Excuse me. You have no right to do that. We got no right to do that in schools either. Whoever said people at schools have the right to do this? Not protest. Not. I'm sure if I'm outside and I'm marching back and forth very peacefully and I'm not obstructing the ingress or egress, I don't think anybody can stop me. Maybe I'm violating some, you know, mall or shopping center rules. But if I just have people standing there with signs that say from the river to the sea, that's protest. That's okay. Who says you can take over a building? Who says this? Well, in 1968, they didn't call the police. This did not escalate. They didn't do this. Remember this at Columbia University? They didn't do that. They didn't pull a Kent State. So it's a balance. Yes, you can say what you want, but no, you can't take over a college campus. Yes, you can say what you want about it, but you know you can't do this. You can't do this. You can't break stuff. You want to have plywood? You can't. By the way, you can't. Okay, listen. You want to scream at people because they're Jewish? Can I scream at people because they're black? Can I scream the N-word? If you say I can, then you can yell at Jewish kids too. But if Columbia or any place says, no, we have a selective appointment. No, that's no good. That ain't going to work. That dog don't hunt, as we say. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's very simple. There's really nothing to this. I'm not arguing this. But everybody's like, who cares about college campuses? Start talking about what's going on in Israel. Start talking about what's happening in Gaza. Start talking about that. Enough with these college campuses. I don't care anymore. This is a side issue. And they're trying to obfuscate. They're trying to merge the college campuses so that you will say, well, those people are so awful and so terrible and so lousy and so horrible, these kids doing this. So you know what? The cause has to be crummy and horrible and terrible too. That's all those Hamas people. Look at them. Notice there is no protest at all. If there is, we're not seeing it from Jewish kids, peaceful or otherwise. None. And I keep asking this question and nobody wants to answer my question. When you see the folks protesting, do you see a diverse group in there? Anybody? I don't. I see the same folks. I don't see a smattering, an equal or a fair distribution of African Americans. Nope. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. I don't see that. I like this. Outside agitators. What does that mean? Outside agitators. What's an outside agitator? Well, a lot of those people don't go to school there. Who says they have to go to the school there? What? Who said? Remember the I Have a Dream speech? Yeah, saw a lot of white folks there. Are those outside agitators? No, they're just protesters. Why do you have to go to Columbia to protest? I know it's a stupid question, but and I know what outside agitators are, and I lost every interest on my part in telling people because that's what I was telling you they were doing regarding Antifa. This is what Antifa was doing, but nobody cared. Nobody listened to me then. Now, all of a sudden, you're interested in outside agitators. I told you about Antifa. I told you. It's the same thing. Well, that was different. See, that's the thing. It's this double standard business that drives me nuts. And that's the problem with this. That's where we're going. Now, another thing, too, I'm going to tell you. And I don't know if you care about this, but I tell you stuff that interests me. Don't be surprised if one day, and I'm so sorry to say this, don't be surprised if one day you wake up and you hear Kate Middleton is dead. She passed away. The family is mourning and that's it. Just like, what? But she was okay. I know. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Now, I know a lot of people saying, well, that's American. Do you have to be American to understand what's happening to her? And the subject matter you should really be thinking of is how good are these people at just changing the subject? It's worse than anything you've ever seen. And do you, if you want to really talk about, and I'm changing the subject now for someone to say, is he talking about? There are people who are suggesting that this one, he's thinking, the father, Chuck, many people suspect, I've heard people suspect it could be bladder cancer because that's very consistent of what's going on. We don't know, but Chuck is not doing it well. He immediately starts. So all of a sudden, here's Wills, I'm in charge. If Chuck, the father, passes, if his wife, God forbid, so young, he's got the kids. He's got to run this thing. That's why he's putting out the word to Harry. I need you. And we got to reel that Megan in because I need your help. Think about this. He is never, I don't care how you can't be conditioned to do this. This is unbelievable. This is the most incredible thing in the world. How he just got handed this. It's wild. The misfortune. Unbelievable. Another thing, too, which is a very sad story, which nobody cares about because they don't really see the influence of this or the interest or the subject matter. And that's what's going on with Britney Spears. Britney Spears goes to show you, I guarantee you, as soon as she loses her firepower, where she can't perform, when they can't steal or take her money, her fortune, she's gone. Watch what happens with it. How they use people. How they use people. It's beyond mental illness. I would ask you a question now, but I don't want to do this. You don't have to say this. I'm not. But have you seen mental illness in your family? It is the worst thing, anything. It is horrible. I see mental illness on areas. I see people with personality disorders. Have you ever been involved in families, relationships where they're crazy, but they don't get into trouble? They don't commit any crimes. They don't hurt anybody, but they're out of their minds. Internecine battles and paranoia and lying. And oh my God. There is such a what? Spend your time. I can't do this to make Mrs. L watch this, because I watch these things differently. Look at the crazy people that police have to deal with today. Kids and others especially. It'll blow your mind. Look at how the disrespect we have for police officers and the lunatics that we have to deal with and the mental health. It's just incredible. And Britney Spears is so, she's so gone. It's so sad. And there is a need sometimes for guardianships, but they are so subject to abuse, as our friend Diane Diamond had indicated. Have you ever seen schizophrenia? Anybody here who's seen this? Anybody? Anybody seen, been a part of that? Anybody in your family in their 20s, their first episode? You ever see that? It's the saddest thing you've ever seen in your life. It is 20 years old. You get the call. Your child's doing great. Child was, I think women and men, I don't know the breakdown, but you get a call from the roommate in college, a boyfriend, campus police, some emergency room. Hello, Mr. Williams. Yes. Hi, this is doctor. Hi, this is deputy. Hi, this is officer. Hi, this is, I'm a mental health. I'm calling in reference to Travis. Oh no. Well, Travis had an incident tonight. Roommate said the police were called. Travis is fine. Travis is in the hospital. Travis climbed up on top of the roof and was saying some things that were pretty incoherent. And that's it. And if you can get something done now, if you can get to antipsychotics, and I know people are anti, you know, Griselda. No, they're anti-psychiatry and all that. Maybe something can be done to maybe help. But normally it's like, oh no. It's the most horrible thing in the world. And it's not something, it scares people. And it's not something that lends itself to feelings of compassion. It's not like, oh, why? Well, isn't she cute? She's got a little bit of a little anxiety. Or maybe, or other situations. She's deaf. She's blind. She's crippled. She's this. She's that. Your heart goes out. Schizophrenic? He scared the hell out of you. I don't want anybody to do it. And they will never do anything violent. The bad 99%. But you get this dislocated, this logolalia, logorrhea, the executive centers that are all confused and disjointed, and they're, oh my God. It is fascinating and horrible. And when I see that Britney Spears, my heart breaks. She was so incredibly talented. How about that Amanda Bynes? Is she gone? Do we know anything about her? Gone. These people who are so talented. But in order to feel for these people, it's a story which is very, very sad. And it's something that is, and I don't think we in particular, because we kind of laugh at it, you know what I mean? We sort of laugh at it, and we don't really get it. We don't really get the whole story. But going back to the initial subject matter, I am watching this complete and total. Let me ask you something. Are you watching any of the great, dare I say, foreign or the great streaming platforms regarding what's going on in Israel? The other day, a friend of mine says, hey, what's going on with these college campuses? I'm thinking, is that what you think it is? That's like saying during Vietnam War. What do you think about these college campuses? You mean the war? No, the college campuses. That's what gets their attention. But what about what they're protesting? Well, I don't know about that. I heard somebody, who was it, Benny Morris, say, it is impossible by definition for Israel to have committed genocide. It's impossible considering what Israel or what Jews have been through, it's out of the question. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. Are they listening to this? But you know what? As long as people are out there saying, you know, just spread the word, nobody's questioning it. Just watch Fox News as much as you can take it to see what's going on. Now, here's the best part too. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you this before and I said this to you. I'm really feeling very, very good. At 184 days until the election, I'm feeling good. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that things can't change. That doesn't mean anything. You understand that? But there were times in 2020 where I thought, this is terrible. And many of you got mad at me. Oh, you're a downer. I said, he's not doing it right. This is different. I don't know about his internal group. I don't know about the people who work with him, but I do know. And I'm not saying this. I'm looking at poll numbers. I'm looking at organizational. I'm hearing behind the scenes stuff. I'm watching how things are changing. And you're going to see more and more people start to kind of put their toe in the water. Is it okay now? It's going to start with a little bit about cancel culture. By the way, where's Dave Chappelle been? Have you noticed him? Seriously, because I'm always playing, where is he? I'm always trying to figure out who's missing. Remember in the old days when you were in school, remember the buddy system? Do you ever have a buddy system when you're in a pool and you raise your hand? There was this great National Lampoon, the high school yearbook, greatest thing ever. There was this guy like this, and you see this dark figure at the bottom of the pool, and he's... We need a buddy system, in essence, for our... how do I say this? We need a buddy system for our... Kind of like who's out there and who's not. Where's Dave Chappelle? Let's say, where's Dave Chappelle? Where's Cat Williams? Where are they? Where is everyone? Where did they go? Who's missing? What stories are missing? You see, one of the reasons why the Kate Middleton story is so fascinating is that they're very good at getting you used to things. Now you see it, and now you don't. Hey, where's Kate? Oh, you noticed, huh? Oh, she's fine. Move along. Yeah, but what? Move along. Okay, all right, okay. Well, what about some? Did we ever find out about the Epstein? Move along. Okay, all right. Are we going to get to the bottom of that? No, we're not. We're done with that one. We're done with it. Hey, what about Lahaina? Shut up. Wasn't Oprah buying on the property? Shut up. Okay, all right, okay. What about the California fires? Excuse me. I told you. Move along. We're not talking about that anymore. We're done with that. What ever happened to Zuckerberg? Move along. Yeah, but you invited him to the... Excuse me. You see what happens? This is the thing which is important. They're counting on you to sit back and just wait for them to determine the agenda. You're not going to say, oh, no, no, no. See, that's to me the hope of people like Vlad is very popular, Bette David, you know, Valuetainment, and even Poole or anybody with numbers. It doesn't matter. At least they can determine, you know, what's being stated. But when you see people all of a sudden say, and we stand with Israel, excuse me, you've never stood with anything with this country. I don't remember you standing with anybody. You never stood with Trump. You never stood with anybody. What exactly, what is your connection? Well, it's Israel, whatever they want. Excuse me, why are you saying this? You know, if I didn't know better, I'd think somebody's paying you to say this. Why? Because you don't have any real reason why all of a sudden you're trying to outdo the other one. Why does it, nobody's been able to explain this. Why does Israel matter so much to you? Why? Who are you? What's going on? Where does this, why? Why are you, they can't tell, well, because we've got to stop Hamas. What about the Houthis? What about Hezbollah? Who are the Houthis? What is Hezbollah? What does this mean? What is that? What does that mean? I heard an analogy by Norman Finkelstein. Very interesting. And he told a story where he said something to the effect of, I heard that woman next door. He didn't really have, but it's like an allegory. He said, I heard that woman next door being beaten and screaming and yelling and being terrified. I heard her. I heard the furniture throwing. I heard the arguing. I heard her shrieks. I saw her face. I heard the terror. I saw what she went through. And then I understood that when she finally got a gun, she shot her husband, you know, 15, 16, emptied the clip, stabbed him 100 times because she just went berserk. She went berserk. She just had it. She's had enough. And that was the analogy he was making to October the 7th. That's when he was trying, and by the way, nobody will ever listen, but that's what he was trying to say Hamas was doing. That was his take. You will never, ever, ever ask anybody, why do people do this? Not interested. Why? Because they're a terrorist organization. Yeah, but why are they a terrorist organization? Because they are a terrorist organization and they exist merely. But do you ever hear anybody explain this to you? No. Does it justify anything? No. Justify? No. Does it explain? Possibly. Does anybody talk about it here? Nope. That goes against, You can't do that. Nobody ever wants to explain, why do people do that? Why do people, what is the point that people do this? I realize, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on a different planet. I'm on the wrong planet. I was born elsewhere. And I'm just trying to find my way home. And I go from one kind of place to another, trying to find somebody who just sort of agrees, maybe sees it my way. And there's a lot of people who really, I mean, you cannot. I talk to people. And my face, my show, when I say, do you know what's happening? I told you, I have a good friend of mine. I said, what do you think about the college campuses? I'm thinking, my God. And I said, where do you get your news? Where do you get it? Where do you get your news? Where do you get your information? Where does it come from? Through what filter? Through what screen? I don't listen to radio, so consequently, I program my own music, my own music channel. I program my own news. I'm always going to a different. I get a smattering, kind of to triangulate. But I ask people to say, "Oh, Fox." I was watching somebody on Newsmax. Is OAN around anymore? I don't even know, but I watch that. Do you ever look at the internet?
No.
The average American voter is 55, median age, 55 plus, 55, and not college educated. And where they get their news is CNN or Fox or whatever it is. That's it. That's it. And you see, to me, news is not like music. Music is something where you can say, well, you know, personally, I don't really need to know everything about Mozart. That's fine. I listen to what I like. News should not be, I listen to what I like. I listen to what I agree with. But that's the way it is. All right, my friends. You've been so kind sitting through this, letting me lecture you all the time. You're so kind. How you allow this is beyond me. You are so incredibly nice. You really are. You're a nice, nice people. And I mean that. I'm not being gratuitous. You're very, very good. You allow me the chance to speak with you and to give you my versions of this. You've also done so much. Mrs. L, thank you so much for showing her love. We're going to make that the greatest channel. Follow her right there at Lynn's Warriors on YouTube. Please follow her, Lynn's Warriors on YouTube. Thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. There's the link right there, my friends. There's the link right there. And if you go, if you click, it goes right to the sign up page, as it were. All right, dear friends, have a great and a glorious and a wonderful and a beautiful evening. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of this. Thank you for giving me the honor to be able to speak with you and contaminate your brain with my thoughts and ideas. And until we meet again, remember, this is your new best friend, Lionel, reminding you the monkey's dead. The show's over. Sue ya. Da-da.